You're late again. If traffic is so bad, then maybe you should start leaving for work earlier. I mean, this is the second time this has happened this week. Seeing as you're the manager, maybe it's time to start planning ahead a little better. Yes, I'm finished. When you're done clocking in, can you help out with the cash register? Thanks. I said thank you. It only took you 7 whole minutes to clock in. Was there traffic back there? We're running low on change, by the way, especially quarters. Might want to do something about that. I'm just trying to stay on top of things. Someone has to. I think you know exactly what I mean. You're the manager, but half the time I feel like I'm doing the managing. Well, I wouldn't have to if you were competent. What are you gonna do? You gonna fire me? Your most loyal employee? I've been working here 3 times as long as you have. I'm the only one who knows how this place runs. I'm not losing my temper, and I'm not trying to start a fight. This is a perfectly civil conversation. Trouble with authority? I don't have trouble with authority. Authority isn't the problem. You are. Yes. You got lucky enough to be appointed manager, and yet you can't even manage to get to work on time. I mean, what the hell? Oh, really? We just have a different idea of what managing is. Maybe you should get a dictionary and look up the word manage, because this, whatever you're doing here, is not managing. Hey, I'm just taking my 15. I forgot to tell you, sorry. I'm fine. A little embarrassed, that's all. Sometimes I get a little heated. I'm sorry for snapping at you just now. And for the way I've treated you in general recently. I shouldn't be acting out, especially in the workplace. I really thought that I was going to be manager. I mean, I've worked here longer than you have, and I have this skill set. At least I thought I did. Maybe not quite the people person part. I know I can be a little intense sometimes. Lately, I've just felt, I hate saying it, but jealous that you got the position and I didn't. And when I'm jealous, it usually comes out in the worst ways. Yeah. Who's watching the cash register? Are you serious? There's probably a line. At least one of us has to be out there. Okay, I'm relaxed. I just don't want to deal with angry customers. You too, huh? What, you've had enough attitude for one day? See, I like to think I'm preparing you for rude customers. Like, consider my bad attitude a practice run. Yeah, you're welcome. Anything I can do to help? You don't have to be so nice to me. I know. But I'm just saying, you have every right to hate me right now. To fire me, even. That's probably what I would do if I were manager. That's true. We do have different ideas of managing, don't we? So, what's your idea? I mean, are you gonna... Am I in trouble at all? You sure? Okay, then it's forgotten. Nothing. I'm just embarrassed. Okay, I'll try not to be. I think I see why you're manager now. 'Cause you're a good person. And you don't make people respect you. You make them want to respect you. You're likable. Yes. Don't make me say it again. You're likable. Do I like you? I mean, yeah, I like you. More than I did 10 minutes ago. Yes, of course I like you. I'm not flustered. Shut up. Will you stop doing that little smile thing you do? The thing where you smile like that and you do the thing where you move your eyes and... Yeah, like that. Cut it out. How am I supposed to make you? You're the one with the authority. Oh, not right now? What do you mean? Oh, 'cause we're on break, so technically we aren't working. I don't know if that's how that works. As long as we're in this building, I'm pretty sure you have authority over me. We really shouldn't be on break at the same time. Because who's serving customers? It's not that quiet today. Plus, I'm pretty sure I heard someone walk in a minute ago. You're a terrible manager. Yeah, but you make up for it by being a good... Well, I was gonna say person, but, kisser, yeah, that works too. Is this okay? Can't we get in trouble for this? I won't tell anyone.